Welcome to We Geek Podcast, here for a special E3 pre, I don't know what you want to call it, edition. My name is Adam. I'm here with my buddy Logan.
Hello.
What up? And so like we wanted to do like a special show we announced earlier this week where, we just each of us are going to come to the table with like five prediction. Probably a lot of them are going to overlap, but I figure we just kind of like do our predictions, and at the end we'll each one will be like tallied for 1 point, and we'll see who wins at the end. But these are just kind of like some of these are kind of written on the wall that are going to happen, and a lot of mine are like just pie in the sky predictions. I'm sure there'll be a lot of surprises. Nintendo always surprises me. I've never I didn't think there was going to be a Yoshi yarn game and stuff like that.
No, that's yeah. Was it what Yoshi's Woolly World or something? I
Woolly
forget the
World.
title. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot last year. I was just like, what? And Microsoft and Sony, I imagine, are gonna have a lot of the like blah 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 franchise 4 or 5, and
And
like,
so, yeah.
and so on. And some of the third party stuff I'm kind of excited about, what ifs. But yeah, man, let's get into it. You want to start off first with your Sony?
Yeah, sure, why
Okay.
not?
Yeah, we'll just do one by one before one. So you do one, then I do one.
Okay. And I mean
Cool.
these are not like in any sort of order.
Okay.
They're in the order of this is how I thought of them.
Exactly.
I am expecting a preview for Powers Season 2.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, 'cause they did that was a whole big thing last year.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Do you think Brian Michael Bendis is going to come out and do it?
Boy, I kind of hope not.
Yeah,
I
that was
love him
kind
to
of
death,
like.
but man, that was just boring as crap.
Right, yeah, it wasn't the right place, and he didn't, it's strange because he doesn't even do conventions.
Yeah.
So seeing him out there, it was like I knew who he was, you knew who he was. None of my friends who play video games that don't read comics had no idea. They're like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Who is he? What is this guy?
I mean, I know Sony was trying to say, hey, we heard Microsoft's doing some TV stuff, so are we. But,
Oh yeah.
the difference was Microsoft was doing Halo TV. It tied in, and
Right.
this was its own project, and E3 was just not a good place for that.
No,
But I,
Comic Con, because
oh yeah, oh
Powers
big
is a
time.
niche of a niche.
Oh big time.
Like,
Oh yeah.
yeah, it's not like if Sony came out and said, hey, we're gonna do Uncharted series, it'd be like, whoa.
They
Or like,
blow the roof off the place.
Right, exactly. I mean, even like a was it Sly Cooper or something like that? Like some random series, or like Twisted Metal, the series, or something crazy. People would be like, what? But
Yeah.
Powers, I had my buddies ask me, what is that? It's a comic book, right? Is it Marvel? Is it DC? I'm like, it's Marvel, but it's not in the Marvel universe, So it was just, yeah, it was a little awkward, totally
Yeah.
awkward.
And
I
I
actually really, I've watched the first three, four, four, four or five episodes of it, and I really enjoyed it. I have a few more to go. But it's one of those, I don't know how I feel about TV on the PlayStation thing, because the way they did it with, they released two episodes. And then sometime later they released another one, and sometime later they released an. I didn't like that. I like Netflix, where, like, just for example, for you listening, I guess it'd be 2 days. Orange is the New Black dropped, all of it at one time on Netflix. Everyone knows about it. I see it all over Facebook. I'm in. With Powers, it was like I get one or two episodes, and then I forgot about it the next week after that, and then it still wasn't out, and then it wasn't out the week after that. So,
Yeah, it's
yeah.
it, it with di man, with digital you can't go halfway, I don't think.
I agree.
You can't do like a standard network weekly. You just I don't it doesn't work. It turns people off because that's exactly what people going to digital are trying to get away from.
Yep. And see, that's the thing. Netflix broke the standard, and they did it so well. Do that. If you're going to break the standard, wait a few years. I understand that they don't want to. If you're going to try to compete in that same field, do the same thing.
Yeah.
Because we just got used to Netflix. We just got, oh, I'm getting all these at once. I'm probably going to spoil myself and take it all in at one time, but that's, you know what you're getting, I
Right.
guess.
And I mean, that's the thing. Instead, we've moved beyond, appointment television because we have DVRs.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, for the most part, is dead. What's happened now is it's become we're going to make a day of it. You know, yeah. when Daredevil dropped, it became, hang on, I got to work tomorrow, so I'm off the next day. So I'm taking that entire day. You block it, you make your own little holidays so you can watch all of your show at once or as much at once as you can. That's become the new thing. Instead of, oh, we're going to sit around the dinner table and watch whatever's on. No. It's a whole new thing now. And right. I think Sony needs to get on board with that.
Oh, totally. But absolutely.
Yeah, I still say there's going to be a season 2 announcement because I don't think they learned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm glad it's picked up for another season because I've enjoyed what I've seen so far. But we'll see. You know, we'll see.
Yeah.
It should be cool. Well, I got one. I'll get into it for Sony.
Okay.
I think that, you know, we know Uncharted's coming.
Right.
I think it will get a definitive date. Gameplay trailer shown in this and possibly a demo. Now we're doing one point each. Uncharted's going to get a demo shown on stage, so it's not just going to be like a gameplay trailer. We're going to get a demo, and it's going to get a 2016 date, and I think it'll be the first quarter.
Okay. Didn't they do gameplay that, like, didn't they stand on stage and play it last year though?
Well, then I'm an idiot.
I think they did. I think they had a guy like stand there and play last
okay.
year. I think
no, you're
wrong.
Absolutely right. They totally did. Okay, so they're gonna show the game. Okay, so I guess my prediction is that it's gonna get a definitive date, and okay. It's gonna be in the first quarter of next year.
Sounds solid.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But yeah, I guess there's not much more to say than that for the Uncharted. What's your next one?
Well, they March 2016, they've kind of half announced a window already.
Well, Jesus. All right, I'm going to have to pick another one. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That one. No, it's okay. Okay. Instead of Uncharted, I think, did Persona get an announced date yet? Persona 5?
I don't follow it, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Let's see here. Release date God damn it. December 2015. Okay. All right. We're just going to move on to my next one. I'll think of another one.
Okay.
All right. New God of War will be shown with the release time period.
Okay.
2016.
I have that one too.
Okay.
Because it won't just be, you know, we know they're remastering 3, and I'm sure they'll show that as a lead in to whatever's next.
Okay.
I'm sure.
So we both got those. So my next one will be, I don't know if you'll have this one. I'll try and pick one that you might not have.
Okay.
Sony will announce that you can finally change your PSN name.
Interesting.
Right. Because that's the number one most wanted feature for the PlayStation Network.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't even give that a thought because I like mine. So.
Right, exactly. I like mine too. And I know on Xbox you can do it for like $15. And with PlayStation... For years, you know, there was an IGN podcast, Beyond or whatever. Beyond. And they had a segment every week where people would send in PSN names that slipped through the system of being not obscene. And just like ones that people would probably wish they would want to change and they can't. So like if you're a kid and you're like, hey, I'm going to put in, you know, Boner 955. And then you're like 23 years old now and, you know, or 26 or whatever. And you're like, oh crap, I probably shouldn't have picked that, you know? So I think that would be announced is that, and that's not like exciting, but they'll throw that in there. And like, I think we'll get some claps out of that.
Here's an update coming to PlayStation, you know, like one of their big sweeping, like here are these, you know, and we're doing new this and new that. Oh, and by the way, now you can change your screen name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. So we got two of them the same, two of them a little different, and I still have to think of another one. So you go ahead.
Okay. I think we're going to see more Project Morpheus, and I think we're going to have a more definitive, I don't know if release date is the right way to put it. I think we may still be a year out on that yet, but
they did already announce when they're going to release it.
Oh, did they? I totally missed
no,
that.
No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of not Morpheus, but
your Oculus Rift. You're thinking
Oculus.
The other one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, but I don't know like what kind of details we're going to get, but I think we're going to see we're going to see like actual play, even if it's just like in a video package. Cause last year, if I remember right, it was just kind of like, hey, we're doing VR. We'll tell you more about it later. Like, I think that was the extent of it last year, if I remember right. But I think we're going to get more on that, and it's going to be a lot more in depth. But I don't think, you know, like price or release date, I don't think I would be really, really surprised if we got any of that.
You know? Well, that's kind of what mine is. And I guess we can do two different ones, because I was going to say they are going to announce and put a date on it.
Okay.
And they're going to actually announce games for it.
That's what I would like to see, would be like you think they're going to get more, you think they're further along than I do.
I do. So that will kind of be like, you know, you'll get a point if they don't announce the games and stuff for it. And I do if they do.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
I mean, I would, I would love to see it. I would love for them to be like, and coming this holiday season, like I would lose my mind, but I don't think we're there yet.
And what I think they'll actually do is the games they'll announce for it will be like, you can play these games. We've made these games so you can play it regularly, but you can also use Project Morpheus, you know, with it. And here's the thing, this whole VR thing is going to be so interesting moving forward, because to me, VR right now as it is, I want it to be something major and good and not just a gimmick in the future.
Yeah.
But I think it's a niche of a niche. I've said that before about something else, but I think that if they come out and say, oh, you have to buy this headset for $500 now or $400, you know, it's going to be more than the system. Is this going to be, it has to be, it at least has to be over $300.
There's no way they can't do that.
VR that's under that.
But man, sometimes you just have to eat the loss.
I know. It's getting rough, because I mean, they did I keep saying Project Morpheus, but it's the other one.
Oculus. Yeah, the Oculus Rift.
They've announced that one is around $400 to $500.
Right, but here's the thing. That's it by itself. Project Morpheus is an add-on. Project Morpheus is Kinect for PlayStation.
Right.
It's a peripheral.
Isn't the other one an add-on? You're adding it onto your computer?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're plugging it into your computer.
Well, that's
an add-on. It's not something that just stands alone. Just your PlayStation is the computer. You know what I mean?
Man,
like, it's an add-on.
You can't say, here's this project we're working on, and it costs as much as this. Because that's how people are going to look at it. They're going to look at it as a peripheral, even if it's not.
Okay, so that will be the one that, remember what I was saying? Like, I already did the one with the Uncharted demo or whatever.
Yeah.
Scratch that. I say that it is going to be the cost of the PlayStation 4 or higher. I think it's going to be the price of the PlayStation. Well, here, what should I say? $400 or $300? I say it's going to be announced, and it's going to be $300+.
I'll take half that.
Half that?
I say $150, because I think I'm with you. It is an add-on, but it's pricey and it's techy and so on and so on. They can't sell what is going to look to the general public as a peripheral, really, really just a fancy headset for everything else. They can't market it that high.
It's one of those things, just like you said with the other thing. I hope it's not that much.
Yeah.
Believe me, I don't want my pocket. Anytime I've heard my buddies or anyone, as I've talked to two or three people that have tried on the Oculus, and they're like, it's what you want. They were like, you know, it's kind of what you imagined and what you kind of always wanted. And, you know, that back when you were a kid, you were like, oh, I want to try that. And then you go into the thing in the mall and it's like, that's kind of lame.
Yeah.
They're like, this is not like that. Like, my buddy did one. He went to PAX East or
Ooh.
PAX yeah, East in Boston, in
yeah.
Boston.
Yeah.
And he did it, and it was like a dinosaur one. And he was like, it's insane. There's like, you know, your mind, you know that you're not walking around dinosaurs, but it's like your eyes are tricking you.
Yeah.
You know, and you freak out, and you know you're safe, but your brain is like, what the hell's going on? You're screwing with me, you know? And I was like, that would be sick. That's kind of what I want out of VR. You know what I mean?
I don't want this to be the next motion control.
Because exactly.
Motion control, gotcha. Just like it was a thing and it was kind of cool, but the problem was it had so many limitations. and it wasn't.
Yep.
It didn't deliver. You need to do motion control in a way that would be spectacular. It would have to be like a free roaming environment. You'd have to have like a little treadmill or some of this, and otherwise there are just too many limitations.
Well, that's what actually Adam Morgan, his company, is working on, is a chair. Basically, is a company and is a Kickstarter. Let's see here. Am I saying his name right? Oh my god. Basically it's like a chair you sit in with the Oculus Rift.
Okay.
And here, let me see. Gaming chair VR. Adam Sessler. Did I say Adam Morgan?
Yeah.
I mixed up their names. Here we go. I'm trying to look it up, and I can't find it here.
Okay, but okay. So it's, I mean, that's it. You would have to have like a whole haptic interface. You know, we would have to have some Ready Player One shit to do this.
I mean, this is what this chair kind of is. And I'll look it up later. We'll put it in the show notes, I guess. But there's this. It's like a rig, basically, and the chair you sit in. And I guess this is again. A niche of a niche of a niche. And he knows that. I've seen him talk about it. And he's like, the chair is designed for you to sit in. It's only going to be a few $100. And I'm like, oh God, that's insane. Cause you're spending all this on a thing on a VR. But he was like, the people who really want to kind of sit in a cockpit or sit in something that moves.
Yeah.
And with the camera on you and like the way the chair set up, it's like, it knows where you're at. I don't know. I won't get into it, but it's what you're describing.
Yeah,
that, like a lot of people would want out of it. And VR is that thing where me and you want it to be good. We want it to be great. But I have that feeling that it is the – I hope it's not the Kinect, the motion controls, the stuff that these companies were like banking on that now are the way of the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Kinect, I don't even think you can – the Kinect is a thing of the past. The PlayStation camera is a thing of the past. It's with the Move or whatever. I just hope it's not like that.
Yeah. No,
so
I'm
that's
right
why
there
I think when they go into it, they have to say these games that we're creating for it, that all these studios are working. I mean, Sony has a lot of studios working on them right now. They have to be games that you can play without it, I think, to be able to sell and to sell a good amount. So, it should be cool. But just so I can make it clear, okay. So I have it all written down here. My Project Morpheus, I was saying it's going to be shown. Games are going to be announced for it. And my second prediction was that Project Morpheus was going to be announced for 300 or more.
Okay.
All right. So I'll send you a list of this when we're done with the show. But for those of you listening, those were two of my predictions. So, okay. And we both have the one for. God of War, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. So you go ahead, do the next one.
Okay. This is, and I know it, we got it potentially spoiled because we saw the FCC filing, the patent filing from a while back, but I think Sony comes out and they say, hey, 1 terabyte console.
Yeah.
I think we get an announcement and a price, and I think they pull a Microsoft and they say, and it's available right now.
That'd be cool. Yeah, go online and order it. Exactly. I want to switch mine out for 1 terabyte. I am terrified I will lose my save files. Mm-hmm. So I need to do some research on how, like, what's
back them
the best?
USB. USB. You can,
what happened?
You can copy them to a USB drive.
Well, see, I know, and I know that's what you can do. I screw this up all the time.
It's
so
simple.
I'm going to have to, you know, watch a few YouTube videos and see exactly how they do it. I want to make sure I get the right kind of hard drive. And I want like 2 terabytes. You know, I want for the long run so I don't ever have to do it again kind of thing. Because I'm not running out of room right now. But the way I'm going with doing digital only –
You're gonna burn through that so fast.
I'm gonna burn through it, yeah. And I'm even burning through some of my through the PlayStation's cloud saves. The putting in The Witcher was the first time I've ever had to go and delete cloud saves.
Yeah. I have so many. I have to clean house often.
Same here. But you know, we said this before. Sony was super smart about this generation going. We're not all digital yet. You know, you can still trade it in. You can still go to GameStop. You know, you can still do whatever. Where, you know, they were really smart for doing that because it was like Xbox, you know, it was like both companies knew that was coming, but Xbox jumped first and they got burned for it.
Yeah.
I think the next generation is the one where they're going to be like, okay, we were embracing it, you know?
Well, because we haven't had the run up yet. Like we started to get in digital and then it became, oh, we got to go. Digital's new. And now, and people were like, whoa, time out. First of all, most of us still have really crappy internet. So it's going to take us a day to download these things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be at least 10 years before, you know, it's – and I saw an article where they said 34 – wait, no, did I get that wrong? It was like 34% I don't even want to say the stat because I think I'm getting it wrong. It was like – it was some crazy low number buys physical media over digital for gaming.
Really?
And, these
people don't go to midnight launches then.
Right. But if you think about it, midnight launches 8 years ago, 6 years ago, to me were much bigger than they are now.
Dude, let me tell you something. When I went to – I live in a town of 20,000 right now. Mm-hmm. That's it. This is not a big town. When I lived in Sarasota, it was what? Over – it was six figures. Easy. Orlando, what? How many millions?
Right.
I've been at GameStops at all of these.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an enormous number turn out in Sarasota. I saw a mind-numbing number turn out in Orlando. Per capita, I've seen more people turn out here for Mortal Kombat. There were probably a solid 200 people turn out for Mortal Kombat here in this tiny little... kind of almost off the map town. I mean, wow. I think I understand. I know people are moving more towards digital. I know that, but does that what I would be curious in? Did that survey cover just console games?
Yeah, because that's the thing. That's what I was thinking is that it might have covered, you know, like iPad.
Yeah,
and I mean, because then that makes a lot of sense if people are buying apps and stuff like that.
Trust me, the fact that GameStop is in a position where they can afford to buy ThinkGeek, they're not.
Well,
hurting
I think
for
they're
money.
Getting prepared. That's the thing. I think they're getting very prepared to go. Okay, you know, what are we going to do when next generation is mostly digital downloads? Yeah. When people are on that ship, we have to branch out and make this more of a geek store, more of a, you know, buy your favorite geek t-shirt and, you know, Doctor Who thing. And
yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. Oh no. Next gen will definitely, if it may not be all digital right out of the gate. I wouldn't be surprised if it was, but I'd give it 3 years into our next cycle before we are all digital.
Right. Yeah. Totally. Well, let's see. I think I've got all mine said.
Okay.
Let's see. The product Morpheus shown in games are announced. Sony to announce you can finally change your PSN name. Project Morpheus will be 300 plus. New God of War. And the last one is Last Guardian will be shown with release date this fall.
I will lose my freaking mind.
Has to happen, you know.
I've been on this ride forever and I want to get off.
Yep. Yeah, Shu has said, you know, that the game still exists and it's still in development.
Yeah,
you know?
Well,
and they wouldn't say that if, you know, it wasn't. They would say...
No, hang on. They said that about Duke Nukem Forever, too, for the first 12 years.
Shu didn't say that. I trust Shu.
I don't trust anybody implicitly when it comes to things like this. I don't.
Hey, he tweeted me, so I believe him. No, but he's in the gaming world. He's such a sweetheart. Like he's such a front-facing person. I guess you would say to fans. He's so, you know, anything I've seen him talk about, you know, of course he has to do the, you know. He has to be political about things. He has to make sure he doesn't say the wrong things, but he'll say it, like, you know, and you know, he's a gamer, not just like in a professional way, you know, with Sony, but you know, how fast he platinumed Bloodborne and like, he's shown videos of him doing the game. Like he's got skills, you know, he's not just good at making them and doing all that. Like he's a real gamer and I love that. But yeah, dude, I mean, the thing about Last Guardian is I know you're super excited for it. I'm afraid that it's lost some of its, you know.
Oh, there's no question about that. Yeah, there's no doubt
it lost
about
some
that,
of it. I mean, the, you know, it's going to be great. I think it's going to be good, and I hope it's announced because I know there's a lot of my friends that want to play it. So, but yeah, so that's my last one. Did you have any more?
I had one more. Okay. I've covered Powers Season 2, mm-hmm. preview, premiere, whatever. I think they're going to spill a little on Project Morpheus.
Yeah.
A terabyte model console. Also had New God of War announced. I think we get Vita news. I know I've seen the articles, I've seen the reports. I don't believe it's dead yet.
That's ballsy.
I'm going out there. I don't even own a Vita. I don't even like the Vita, but I think Sony sticks with it. I think they say one more year.
I
think
love
they do
the Vita,
something,
man.
With it.
It's the thing about the Vita is the indie stuff.
Yeah, and that's been huge. Not just for the Vita, huge. But for the PlayStation brand. That
right.
was genius of them to really go hardcore after the indie guys and say, what can we do for you?
Exactly.
And that was the way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's totally, I don't know. It's totally the indie gaming machine that I play. That's where I have my Shovel Knight. You know, I had it on the 3DS, and I have it on my Vita. I love it on the Vita.
Nice.
There's so many little indie games that I can't even tell you the name of that's what I play it on. Especially with there's some that are like cross save with the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
I just love playing them on. It's such a cool little, and it's also my, because I never really got into JRPGs until I got Persona. And Persona, oh, I fucking love Persona 4, Golden. And it got me going. Everyone's told me about all these Final Fantasy games. Oh, it has X and X2. Let's play that. So now I'm like, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours into Final Fantasy X. And I know there's a lot more. And I heard X2 wasn't that good, but it came with X.
I like X too.
Okay. It came as a package. So, yeah. Like, it's my game. It's my gaming machine when I want to play, like, JRPGs. And you can't go anywhere else to play JRPGs right now. It doesn't exist except for, you know, PlayStation 4 is going to have Persona 5, but it doesn't have, you know what I mean? Like, I can't think of a game right now that's on PlayStation 4 that's like a huge JRPG. I can't think of one except for the Final Fantasy Online, but that's, you know what I mean? Like it's not the same. That's the place to go to for them. If they announce some Vita stuff, I'll be thrilled. And Sony's the only people crazy enough to maybe announce what their next handheld is. Doubt it. But I don't know. I love it.
Yeah. I think I do. I think we get Vita news, and I think it's them saying, you know what? Screw it. We're gonna stick with this thing.
Good. I love to hear that. That's, you know, it's hard to compete with Nintendo in their mobile market.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, with Apple and their iPads and everything else. But Sony's the people that are crazy enough to do it. And I hats off to them, especially with, you know, PlayStation Gold. It's perfect. You know, I get a new free Vita game every month.
Now, PlayStation Plus.
PlayStation Plus. Yeah. What did I say?
Gold. That's Xbox.
Jesus. That's Microsoft. Speaking of Microsoft, let's go into that.
These are going to be minor uninspired because I couldn't really think of anything that's going to be like earth shattering.
Mine are too. Mine kind of consist of like things I've kind of like rumored to hear,
yeah.
And you know, things that are just, you know, talked about. So I'll start with one.
Okay.
I'll start with the obvious. The first one, Gears of War 4 is announced. Black Tusk has been making this. I think it'll be announced, and I think we will get a year, 2016, 2017, that kind of thing.
Yeah, probably 16.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But yeah, that's my first one for Microsoft.
Yeah, mine's also pretty uneventful. It's just I want to see like Rise of the Tomb Raider specifics. Like, I want to see what the release date is going to be. I want to see and I want to see gameplay. I want to see gameplay because the reboot was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was their answer to Uncharted.
Well,
it was totally inspired by Uncharted.
Right.
And
but
I mean, that. It's good. I'm not complaining.
But I mean, that wasn't an exclusive like this one is or isn't
right.
or might be
but,
or could be or whatever the is going on with this thing.
That's where I was going with that, is that that's why I think Microsoft is trying to make an exclusive.
I agree.
We'll see if it's timed. But hey, you know, good Microsoft, you know, they need it. It's, Sony has a lot of studios and a lot of, I don't know. I like their first party games a lot more than Microsoft, but Microsoft still has a lot of great first party as well.
They do.
So,
they do.
You know, it's, I think these exclusive things, it's not good, especially third party exclusives. It's not good for fans.
Those are the ones that I can't stand. First party exclusive the hell out of it. That makes sense. Third party games should not be exclusive.
Exactly. Naughty Dog is a Sony studio. They should make Sony games. It makes sense. Yeah. You know, Black Tusk, Microsoft should be making Microsoft games, not these third party studios. So it's, yeah, we'll see how it is. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, if worst case scenario, I guess I'll get it up for my PC, but that's I like that. Let's see. My next one is one that's kind of been rumored for a while now. I think Microsoft will say Battletoads, give an announced date.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
Okay.
It might be Rare that does it.
Yeah, it probably would be, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my next one has to do with Rare, but I'll leave it at that. I think Battletoads is, you know, they've been hinting at it, and a lot of people think, okay, it was hinted at because they were in a Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
But I think there's more to it. It might be like their one more thing moment, you know, like...
Well, and here's... I just hope they don't do it. I get it. They're going to be doing it kind of in the same vein like when they did Killer Instinct.
They're right,
like,
right,
oh yeah,
right.
And here's this thing. I hope it gets better attention than Killer Instinct did, because it was just, they were in the middle of talking about Rise, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh hey, this background matchmaking is ready. Let me play this round of Killer Instinct, and they jumped right into it, and people went, wait a minute, stop,
yeah.
Stop, hold on, time out. Are we looking at a new? Did you guys just announce a new Killer Instinct by not actually saying anything?
Yeah, no,
like,
I think this will be more of a light to it. They've been prepping it for a while, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
That would be cool. I'm down for that.
And see, Battletoads, it's so strange too. So it'd be a weird thing, but I think it's going to happen.
I think that's why it would be the best idea.
Yeah, totally.
It's not
totally.
Like here's something that was no. This goes way back.
Well, that's the thing. Rare has, you know, I could have said Battletoads, and I could have said of other few franchises,
yeah,
which I might say in a few minutes, but they have a library that people would go, oh, that was a great game, and a franchise that doesn't exist for a while now, we could go to that. So yeah. Go ahead and say your next one.
But yeah, so no, this one is going to kind of piggyback off of, it's really the same one that I said for Sony earlier, because I just really couldn't think of any interesting ones. I think we're gonna get a price on a terabyte Xbox One, and I think they're gonna say, and if you go to GameStop right now, you can get one.
Right.
I think
cool.
We do that this year again.
Yeah. No. That no doubt. That'd be cool. So. Yeah, I definitely think Microsoft and PlayStation are going to be going at it with that. I think they both know that they're in the process of doing that, and they have to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I think Microsoft has to do it a little bit more than Sony, you know, just because of how they're selling. But I think Sony's smart enough to do it as well, if that makes sense.
No, totally.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, my next one is, and this is where I was getting to with the Rare stuff and their franchises.
Uh-huh.
And I was debating which one I should do, but I went with Banjo-Kazooie. I think they'll announce a new Banjo-Kazooie game.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to go with one of their other franchises, Perfect Dark. I thought that would be a cool franchise to bring back. But I went with Banjo-Kazooie, especially because that Kickstarter game that was just announced not too long ago. Forgive me, I forget what the name of it was. But it did garner a lot of attention.
Yeah, the one that was just like how Mighty No. 9 is to Mega Man. It's like, it's exactly the same thing, except just a little different.
Exactly. Yooka-Laylee was the one that was, you know.
Come on, man. That's
right.
The
creative team behind Banjo-Kazooie and Donkey Kong did that one. I think Banjo-Kazooie could do a comeback.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, people have been asking for it for years.
Yeah.
It's been something people have been clamoring for a long time. And we all try to forget Nuts and Bolts ever happened. So,
I never really played that. I wasn't really into the Banjo-Kazooie series. I just know that, like, a lot of people liked it. And why you have that franchise, do something with it.
Yes, absolutely. Like you have, don't keep all the shiny toys in the toy box.
Right.
You know, for no reason. It's like Capcom with Mega Man. I know they announced like it's a legacy collection. It's like we've had this. We've had 10 of these already. Yeah. How many different collections can you make? You know,
exactly.
we've had these. Do something new, but you know, that'll never happen.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So what's your next one?
I think Microsoft comes out and says, "You know, we want in on this VR thing too. So here's somebody from Oculus Rift to talk about our partnership."
Yeah, totally.
I think they get in with this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's going to be interesting to see how they do it too. But yeah, dude, I'm totally in for that, you know, Microsoft. They need that. And actually, that'll kind of lead into what my prediction is going to be. I think actually the Xbox One will also they'll do that, but I think they're also going to show but they'll talk about HoloLens and Xbox One compatibility with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I think they'll get on stage and you know what? Wait. I must have skipped over one of mine here.
Well, we'll come back to it.
Yeah, we'll come back to it. But I think they'll talk about, you know, how HoloLens will play a factor with Xbox One.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, they did that huge announcement. It's kind of like, to me, it's a pie in the sky kind of thing so far. Like, they didn't really show anything except for, this is what we would like to do. You know, it almost seemed like something you would show to a company going, this is an idea I have. Can we do it? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. It seemed like a pitch instead of an announcement. Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, so I think they'll do some of that. So yeah, I think I got one more left with Microsoft.
Yeah, I've got two. And this one kind of bounces into this one. I think they talk about like a Kinect 3.0 or whatever they're up to now.
Really?
Just like a new, just kind of like, hey, our motion sensors are better. It's more advanced. Because they keep doubling down on Kinect hard. So I think we get a new model with, I don't know what, like, I don't know any details to even speculate about really, but I think we get a new model Kinect for sure.
Okay. All right. And this goes to kind of what you're saying about doubling down. I think Microsoft will come out and talk a lot about Minecraft and why they bought Mojang for $2.5 billion.
They've already announced Minecraft will not be at E3.
No. I'm not saying Minecraft will not be there. I'm saying they'll talk about it.
Okay.
That makes sense? Like, they're not going to say Minecraft 2 or something.
No. I'm saying there's not going to be any Minecraft at E3.
That can't be.
It was a thing, man. There were articles, and yeah, a lot of people thought the same thing. They were like, why? And it's, I don't know why.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man, what am I going to do?
Because I was looking up stuff, and I was like, oh, Minecraft is big. Microsoft should talk about that. But there was a thing of like, yeah, no.
Okay, so...
I think it's entirely possible that I read that wrong, and maybe they just meant it won't be on the floor at E3.
Right.
That's possible. That's more likely. They may talk about it, but
I mean they have to. I honestly think that there will be some. I'm gonna leave mine in there just in case. My backup, I guess I'll do my bonus one.
Okay.
You know, is I think they were gonna talk about, you know, Windows 10 and how it was gonna be in.
Oh, they're gonna do cross compatibility out the ass. That's a given.
Right. Like, so I'm still with my guns with Minecraft. Okay. I don't think you spend that. It's like if Disney didn't talk about Star Wars after buying it. It's like, what? You can tell something that you're doing. Like, you invested that much money in that company. Tell us something you're doing, or this is going to be dumb. So I don't know. That's what I think. I think that it's. I mean, you could totally be right. They could come out there and not speak Minecraft, but I think they'd spend a lot of time on that. They'd be smart if they do. I mean, Minecraft is huge.
Yeah.
You know, I figured their next thing would be like, it's only going to be on, you know, Microsoft, of course. So it's only going to be on PC and Xbox. And I think they'd talk about like what they're planning on doing. But that's my last one.
Okay.
So what about you?
Because I couldn't think of a single other thing, I put down Call of Duty 3 gameplay, because we know it's going to happen. We know they're going to do it. They're going to stand up there and play 10 minutes of one level, and it's going to look really great, and there's going to be lots of quick time events, and, you know, all that stuff.
But Call of Duty 3? Black Ops.
Black Ops 3, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, yeah, I'm sure they'll open with that.
I don't know if they'll open with it, but it'll be a big...
Every year opened with Call of Duty?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It'll be part of, like, they'll bounce from whatever Gears of War is next right into Black Ops 3, I'm sure. Right.
Oh, yeah, totally. So we got our five there. Moving on, we got Nintendo. And I'll jump right in with this one.
Okay.
I think Nintendo announces Metroid.
Interesting. I didn't think about that.
It's been too long.
How long ago was Prime? Wasn't
it 9 years?
Wasn't that the last one? No, my God, it can't have been that long.
Let's see. Metroid Prime was 2002.
Okay, well then I'm thinking of something way different. Other M. Metroid Other M. That was the name of it. That was what? Metroid. 08? 09? God, it's been
Other M.
One. Yeah, it was. It was the what was it? Was it Ninja Theory that made it? Somebody else worked on it.
Yeah, Team Ninja.
That's
2010.
Yeah. So 5 years. Yeah.
5 years. Yeah. Okay. So it's been 5 years for that one. Yeah. I think you don't leave Metroid on the table, especially with those games kind of becoming really popular again.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I hope it's like old school Metroid. I hope it's like retro Metroid.
You
that
want it
would
to
be interesting.
I'm sorry. I have to do this. So you want it to be Retroid?
Yes, exactly.
I know people are throwing things right now, like, because it was a stupid joke, but I can't help it.
Right, and I don't think it will be, but I think Metroid would be announced. I mean, they got the Star Fox. Metroid's that other huge series that Nintendo is sitting on, where it's like, okay, we need the next one here.
Yeah, again, same thing. Take some of these toys out of the toy box.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, and you have, you know, it's do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you go ahead.
I think in kind of the same vein, I think we get a new 3D Mario.
Instead of the
side scrolling stuff we've got,
Mario Maker will probably be the reason I buy a Wii U.
Fair enough.
I think that will be the system seller for me. But yeah, dude, 3D Mario.
Yeah, I think we get another one.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people were thinking it would be pushed for the NX. I don't think so. I think it'd definitely be for Wii U.
No, oh, it has to be Wii U. My God, yeah. It has to be Wii U.
Yeah. I'm in. All right. My next one is Nintendo will announce a new Pokemon game.
Oh, you bastard.
For Wii U.
Oh, you're reading my notes, aren't you? That's on my list.
Oh, okay. So we both got that. Yeah, no, it's I figured it'd be for Wii U.
Man, I had a whole big dramatic thing for it too and everything. It was like they're going to announce a new Pokemon game for the Wii U, like, cuz it's all been 3DS and stuff.
Right. Yeah, it's time. It's time for them to do a big, not just like, I do not want a stadium. I do not want
Coliseum,
a Wii U game, right? Coliseum. No. I want a full-fledged Pokemon game.
On the
Make
Wii
me
U.
Want to buy a Wii U. That would be a system seller by itself.
Here's the thing. Nintendo has started doing now, like, similar, you know, we had Smash Brothers for Wii U and Smash Brothers for 3DS. We had Hyrule Warriors on Wii U, and now we're getting Hyrule Warriors on 3DS. We're getting a lot of, like, the same kind of deal. A Pokemon like that, not out of the question.
It's time. It's like Nintendo's the one company that could be doing, they could be doing leagues better than Microsoft and Sony if they wanted to. You know, it's one of those things where I keep talking about money left on the table. They leave so much money on the table.
Yeah.
And Pokemon, we know how obsessed people are with it. You know, we know how much of a draw it has. And we've been saying since Red and Blue that there needs to be a console version of it. And it's beyond time to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you go ahead. What's your next one?
Well, not that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I think, and I know there's been talk to the contrary, but I'm going to kind of go your Microsoft on Minecraft thing. I'm going to say they talk NX. I know they've said they won't and so on and whatnot. I don't care. I think they drop some stuff.
Right. And see, I had one kind of like that. I'll tell you what mine was kind of like that. I thought that they'd announce a game that we all knew was going to be on both Wii U and NX. But yeah, I totally agree. I don't think they go in there and not say anything about NX.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you've already announced it. Give us something, you know. I totally agree.
Yeah. Okay, so you're up, I think.
Okay. All right. And this is where I've heard some rumors and leaks and stuff like that where I think it's definitely going to happen. I know for sure they're going to announce new amiibos, new waves or whatever. But I think they're going to – and this goes along with my Pokemon Wii U game. I think they're going to start doing its own Pokemon line.
Okay.
Now, there's rumors that they're doing them all in cards, which would make sense because there's like 700 of these things.
Yeah.
So introducing a card game where the cards themselves can be used as amiibos, kind of like amiibos.
Right.
It would make total sense to have a Wii U game where you have the cards, you can put it on your pad, and you have the, you know, somehow there's some connectivity there.
Right. Well, I mean, near field Wi-Fi, or what is it? The NF? Crap. It's the thing they do with the amiibos. It's the same thing.
Exactly. And so it makes sense for it being cards. So like it would be just like the Pokemon cards. You went to the store and you got a pack of 15 cards. Yeah. There's a lot that are the same. There's some rares. Dude, this would bring back that Pokemon card game. Not, of course, it's never going to be as strong as it was, but it would bring it back huge.
Oh, it would be massive.
Kids. Yeah. It would be nuts. Yeah, kids would go in with, I need to get my new pack. I need to get a pack of cards. I need to get booster packs, all that stuff. I think that's what they're going to announce. They're going to announce the not only the amiibos, but the Pokemon line of cards.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Bold. I like it.
Yeah.
And this is kind of another one of like, they're not going to bring this, but I think we have to have new Zelda details.
Absolutely. I think you're dead on there.
Because, you know, we saw some, you know, we had the announcement the year before, then we had like the thing last year. And I think I think they have to keep bringing that so that people remember, hey, Zelda for Wii U, big deal, big thing, still working on it. Don't worry. Going to be good. You know,
right. Totally.
Even if they just cut that soundbite and play it over Iwata, that's it. I'm good.
Yeah. They got to have some Zelda in there. Yeah. Absolutely. I agree with you. My other one was, and I think this was kind of obvious, but I think they're absolutely going to announce their DNA lineup of games that are going to be out this year,
okay.
Which they already announced they're going to be out this year. But I think this is where we get, you know, these are the games. These are 20 of the games or something.
Yeah.
And they're going to have names, you know, they'll of course be Nintendo characters. Some of them will be new franchises. Some of them won't. You know, but I think this is where we kind of see a glimpse at a Nintendo style game on the, you know, the DNA for the tablets and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I get these games, you know, it doesn't have to be Mario and Luigi or whatever, but if it feels any way like a Nintendo game on the tablet, I would be super happy.
There you go.
But yeah, so I think this is the year where they're going to be like, here's the games, more to come. These are what we're working on though. And they show like a bunch of, and they probably all look like indie games, which I'm cool with, but.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. It's all going to be, you know, I don't think they're going to do like a full fledged Zelda or anything like that. I think they'll be, you know, quick in and out match five type games. Yeah. But
sounds
good. So that's, that's for that. What about you?
we've covered mine, I think.
Okay.
Have we? No, wait.
So I did Metroid. We both have the Pokemon Wii U.
Right.
I did DNA games and I did Pokemon card amiibos.
Okay, so that's four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I did Mario, NX, Zelda, and we both had Pokemon. Oh, so that's okay. So yeah, so that's still only four.
Yeah.
Where now? Oh, new Donkey Kong. I think we get a new DK game. You say Metroid, absolutely. I say Donkey Kong.
Yeah, no, the new Donkey Kong games are, I love the Donkey Kong Country games, and they're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah. My last one is, I think they will drop the price of the Wii U.
I
I
think
think
that's a
they'll no.
given, yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll have to, and that's when I'll buy it. Especially, I think after, after last year's E3, I gotta tell you, Nintendo kind of stole my heart with what they were doing. And in my head, I wanted to go out and get a Wii U, and I didn't. There's still like, I need a game seller. I think the Mario Maker and whatever they're working on with Pokemon will do it. The Nintendo's kind of, yeah, it's when they drop the price, especially, that's when I think I'll get it, because I played Smash Brothers with my friends and it's fun, but I don't know how many times I'm going to have a couch co-op type situation.
Yeah.
I want more of like the Zelda, the Star Fox, those kind of games, and they seem like they're coming, but we don't have them yet. The
No.
Mario, all the fun games for it right now seem like they're the couch co-ops, which are cool, but I want the, like you said, the 3D Mario, the Zelda, the Star Fox. So the only ones really on it that I really enjoyed is, I've sat down and played the Donkey Kong ones, which I love.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, so that's mine for Nintendo.
Okay.
All right, so moving on, we got, last but not least, the third parties.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll let you go first.
Okay. And I throw this out there every year, and every year I'm disappointed, and I know it'll never happen, but I'm going to pray for it forever. I want Square, since they're doing their own thing this year, they're having their own conference like Bethesda is. They're coming out and they're saying, hey, we're going to have our own conference, because sure, go for it. Why not? I want them to open with, okay, shut up. We're bringing Final Fantasy VII to an HD remake. It's going to be current gen. It's going to be out this year. Shut up already. Get off our backs. It won't happen. I know this. I've made peace with this, but I still want to see it.
So it's not going to be the one they announced that's just the HD, or it's not HD, just that it's coming to the new consoles.
That it's going to be an HD remake. I want to
Gotcha.
see, yeah, not like they've done with like 10 and 10.2, which is great. They update the visuals and they throw in, they make it the international edition and so on. That's cool and all. But I don't want, the last thing that Square did when they had a big thing, they came out and they put the Final Fantasy VII logo up and the crowd went ballistic.
It was a big tease,
And
yeah.
what they did, they came out and they said, so now on PlayStation 4, the PC version of Final Fantasy VII that has
Right.
trophies. Like it was like this is it's the same thing. It's still the same game. Nothing
Right.
about it has changed. They may have added little like mod tools or whatever, but it's still the same game. I want them to come out and say, no, we're making an HD remake. It's going to be a whole. We're not just updating the visuals. We're basically just making a new Final Fantasy VII for current gen.
Right.
It won't happen, but I
Well, here.
still want to see it happen.
Well, here's mine that I know you don't think is going to happen, but I think is absolutely going to happen. New Mega Man game announced.
Never happened.
They have the
Capcom's.
new cartoon, and when we talked about this,
Yeah.
when I heard they're doing the new cartoon, why on earth would they be doing a new cartoon?
Because they're also doing the Legacy Collection. That's why.
I think they're going to announce a new Mega Man game.
I'm not holding my breath. It'd be nice, but
I
no.
know, but that's the only, when I heard the TV show was coming out, you don't make a TV show like that unless you have a product to sell for it.
Yeah,
And I
well,
think
if
that's.
look back at Capcom's track record over the last couple years, not particularly stellar. Some high points, for sure,
I know,
but
but with Mighty No. 9 getting as much, news
I
as it
hope
is,
that.
and the announcement of the
Yeah.
TV show,
I hope that kicked him in the ass. I
I
hope that
think it
made him
did.
look at Mega Man and say, oh my God, this, wow, okay, boy, everybody on this planet has told us we've screwed up. Now we actually believe it.
It's probably going to be between, Mega Man. What is it? Is Mega Man like the first? There's like two different
There's
time
Mega Man,
periods,
yeah,
right?
there's Mega Man, and then there's X.
It's probably in between that.
There, I, t okay.
Because there's a lot of time period between that, right?
Well,
I remember you
yes.
telling me there was like a lot of years between that.
Well, there's an indeterminate number of years
Right.
because it's weird like that. So I don't, and I, I don't know. I'd be interested. If they did one, I'd be interested to see.
I think where that'd be huge.
I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
I don't.
All right. Well, but that's mine. So go ahead. What's yours? What's your second one?
We're going to stick with Square Enix. Okay. And they're going to have a big thing with the new Deus Ex Mankind Divided. I think we see gameplay. I think maybe even a release date, but I think they definitely go big on this for sure.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Yeah, no. Yeah, I think so too. I think for my next one, I think EA announces new Star Wars game.
Damn it.
Give the name to it, one that Visceral's working on.
Quit reading my notes. That's two now.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely got to happen. They're going to announce it. I don't know if we'll see anything from it, maybe a glimmer, but I think it's given a name, you know, and they maybe talk about it a little bit. They have to. I mean, Battlefront, I don't think it's going to do it for me. I mean, I'm excited as with everyone else, but I'm not a first-person shooter fan, and, you know, it. The way they announced it was like, you have these four planets, and if you pre-order, you get a cheer emote. It was like, come on. Come on. But yeah, so I think that's my other one. So EA announces new Star Wars game.
Okay. So my third bullet point here reads, EA announces Visceral Star Wars project. So, so we're going to have to skip that one. I totally agree. I think they come out and they'll do a whole song and dance about Battlefront and everything, and we're gonna see more of it for sure. We're gonna see actual gameplay and so on. But I do think that after that we get some kind of tease for sure of like, by the way, remember the guys who made Dead Space? They're I think they resurrect 1313. I think that's what happens.
That would be neat. Kind of blew the story already though and told everybody it. So I don't know. I mean, that could work. It could totally work.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm excited
or
about.
Or something,
that's
it'll have a different name and whatnot, but it'll be, this will be where you'll look at it and you'll say, oh yeah, they took stuff from 1313 and they built this from it.
Right. Yeah. This is the Phoenix out of the ashes.
Exactly.
No, I could totally see that. That's all they have to do is be like, all right, here's a dark and gritty game and you have crime lords and you're Boba Fett or whatever, you know, I totally could see that.
Yeah. Here's Uncharted Star Wars done. Sold. Pack it, ship it. I got it. We'll jump to my next point. I think that Bethesda during their bit, aside from apologizing profusely over everything that's gone on with the new edition of Elder Scrolls Online, they come out and they say, oh, by the way, on current gen systems, Skyrim.
I think I took that off my list. It was one of my bonus ones.
I think we get a current gen, remastered Skyrim. I do.
Totally.
And I'll be in Atlanta for that, but I will call GameStop up here and put money down on it immediately. As soon as they say PS4 Skyrim, done. Take it. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Have all the extra content on it, even maybe some more, you know, of course, and just have it look, you know, updated. And that's the thing. The game is beautiful as it is. Like, it doesn't even, you know, it's an update would be fantastic if it looked anything like The Witcher. Holy crap.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, that was one of my bonuses. So I'm kind of glad I took that off. staying in the same, you know, same area, I think that Elder Scrolls 6 gets a name. And that's it. I don't think they're going to, go on and on it. But I think that now that, you know, Bethesda has its own conference, it's got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, like you said, the Skyrim remastered would be huge if it was just one more thing moment.
Yeah.
But I also think if they were like...
You think like their closing bid is just going to... They're like throw up a logo with the title on it or something.
Exactly. That's all they're gonna show, I think. They're just gonna basically tease it and say, you know, we're working on Elder Scrolls 6, and they're just gonna show it and maybe just the, you know, whatever the, you know, Skyrim, but they'll say whatever, you know.
Right.
I don't even know what it would be at this point, but yeah, I think they tease that because, dude, they struck gold with Skyrim. and Oblivion, you know, so they're knocking them out of the park with those, especially those two series, Fallout and Elder Scrolls. So,
yeah,
you know, and they got Doom and other things too. So it's they're becoming huge. They're actually becoming one of my favorite third party developers. But yeah, so that's mine. So yeah. Moving on.
And I've got one more here, and this is sort of a duh, but I had to throw this in here because I couldn't think of another fifth one. At all of these conferences, there's either a guest host or a guest, like, and here to talk, like they did with Bendis, where it's like, and here to talk about this is somebody. One of these people is going to suck on a tremendous, on a Mr. Caffeine level.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, like Joel McHale was there 1 year, and when she was okay. Man. I like Aisha Taylor. I like her a lot. She gets excited.
Yeah, she's such a nerd on stage. I love it.
Yeah,
like,
I think she's probably my favorite out of all of them. Even though Ubisoft's one of those, they're just openly known for like annualizing series, which just are crap to me.
Yeah,
but she's the best thing about the Ubisoft conference.
Here.
Yeah. But I know, I totally agree. I think someone's going to come out there and just bomb, and you're
and
just going to
be spectacular. Like, those are the best. Like, the ones that are just bad are like, you know, like, it was kind of like, you know, when they had Bendis, as much as I love him, he came out and it just, he looked so uncomfortable and it came across. But when we had, what was it, Ubisoft from like a few years ago, I think, when they had Mr. Caffeine, he was gold. He was just magic on stage. It was the train wreck you never wanted to end.
Yeah.
It was so bad. And I think we get one of those this year. I think we get one that's like this could be a film in and of itself.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So I guess I have two more. I don't know how I got with that, but you said you're done with yours, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my next two ones, the we all know this is coming, but I did Mass Effect 4 debut trailer.
Sure.
Will be shown. Yeah, I think that's kind of a given. It's we saw they did a shitty job last year with like, here's concept art. Like, no. EA all last year was concept art.
Yeah, it was.
And I think they heard that, hopefully, and they don't do that this year.
Yeah, let's hope.
Yeah. My fifth one is now. I have a lot of bonus, and I'll go over those. But what I think out of the bonus that's actually going to happen is Kingdom Hearts 3 is shown with the trailer.
Oh, that's a given. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know that's coming. Square has their own conference. They're going to talk. You know they're going to talk Final Fantasy 15 and Kingdom Hearts 3 for sure.
Yeah. And if Goofy was right, it will be. No, I'm just kidding. Because Goofy, I think we talked about it. He, the guy who does the voice, was like, "It's coming out this year."
Yeah.
Or yeah. So, you know, doubtful, totally doubtful. But you know, So I think the trailer is going to be shown. Here's some of my bonus ones, which I would love if they happened. The first one was the Skyrim one.
Yeah.
And this is the third party one was where I had just like an abundance of like, this is what I'd like to happen. This is what I'd like to happen. You know, the other ones that are doubtful, but I would love for it to happen is a new South Park game announced. It's doubtful because they said how miserable they were with the last one making it.
Yeah. Like it was just hell for them to make it. And it was good. It was good. So good.
Sold a lot. It sold a lot, and it was damn good. And Ubisoft, they got good PR for that, you know, considering around that time they were just getting shit on about Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs and everything else.
Yeah.
That's another one I was going to say, is that I think Watch Dogs 2 was going to be announced with the trailer.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. The other two predictions, which, again, these are just bonus that not counting, Marvel Heroes announced for consoles. I would love that because there's no superhero games right now, and that's a game that I could see easily going to consoles and be a lot more fun.
DC Universe Online.
Well, yeah, but I
Marvel Heroes is the same thing, but with Marvel characters.
Yeah, but it's more of like a dungeon crawler. To me, it plays better on a console than DC Heroes does.
Yeah,
like it's not that 3D space. It's more of like, you it's know, more you're Diablo. Playing Diablo.
Yeah.
It's from the creators of it's from one of the creators of Diablo. So, anyway, have you ever played it on the PC before?
I haven't. No.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's I don't understand why they came out and it wasn't free to play to begin with, but it's smart free to play because basically free to play means you get one character, and what it depending on the time of the year is which ones you get to pick from. When Avengers 2 came out, it was like all of the Avengers.
Yeah.
But you know, before that, maybe like a 6 months to a year before that, it was like some random characters you could be. Like the Thing was one of them. So that's what's great about that is like if that was like announced and free to play on the console, if someone said Logan, here is
hello,
Marvel Heroes, you can go download it for free right now. And play it. Of course we would. We would have a blast. Oh, yeah. And it would be free. And you know, you can choose between five characters, or you could buy Iron Man, Wolverine, Spider-Man, you know, that kind of thing. And if you really into Spider-Man, that's all you have to do is buy Spider-Man. And of course because it's free to play, it's if you want Spider-Man, when you get Spider-Man, you get his whole pack of like I don't even know how Spider-Man I think had one of the biggest like I think it was like 20 different alternate costumes. Spider-Gwen was one of them. That was the cool thing about it is things that happened in the comics, they would update in the game like that month.
Okay.
So like, so like, you know, you had Ultimate Spider-Man's costume. Things that would happen to Wolverine, you had a who knows how many different costumes. With Hawkeye, you could play as what's her name? The Hawkeye, the girl version.
Kate. Man.
Right. Thank you for that. Yeah. So like, you know, it was cool. So it's, you know, it's different levels. It's just like Diablo. You go in and out of areas and there's a lot of things to kill and you collect a bunch of items and stuff and it's Diablo, but with Marvel Heroes characters. Yeah. So I think that would be totally cool. And it would be kind of like their answer to DC Heroes. So who knows? The other one I have is, and see, the reason why I didn't put this is because I don't think it would be announced here. I think it would be announced at Blizzard's conference, you know, that they have every year. But Overwatch announced for consoles.
Yeah, they would have done that at BlizzCon, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I think that will happen at BlizzCon because they have always kind of just answered the question just so like, well, we'll see, you know. that would be fascinating, wouldn't it? They answer it like that when it's asked, when is it coming to consoles? Yeah. So, you know, I think that they saw how popular Diablo was moving it to console. I think, you know, I don't think it'll be day and day with, you know, PC or anything like that. But I think that they have to be thinking about that because it would find a really great place on consoles.
True.
But, yeah, those are kind of my bonuses.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that's about it. I mean, I think it's going to be exciting for E3. What do you have the schedule at all in front of you?
I have, hang on, give me like 3 seconds and I can pull it up because I had it on last week's notes and it is right here. Okay. So Bethesda is June 14th, which is Monday, right? No, Sunday.
Yes. Sunday.
Right. Sunday. 10 p.m. Eastern time. All times Eastern. Do your own math. My head hurts. June 14th, 10 p.m. Microsoft, June 15th, which is Tuesday, Monday. Yes? Monday. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. All the fun stuff starts Monday, really. Although
I'm excited for Bethesda.
This is true. Yeah, this is true. Yeah. But yeah, Microsoft, June 15th, 12:30.
Okay.
EA, also June 15th, 4 o'clock.
Wait a second. Hold on. So
big
Microsoft
gap.
Is Monday.
Yeah.
At
12:30
p.m. Okay. Yeah. So, and then Tuesday.
No. Still Monday.
Monday. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All the big four are Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. They're all the same day. Yeah. Microsoft 12:30, EA 4 o'clock, Ubisoft 6 o'clock, Sony 9 o'clock.
Okay.
That's Monday.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Tuesday, Nintendo will do their Nintendo Direct E3 thing from wherever it is. They'll put out their video package, their Nintendo Direct. Tuesday, 12 o'clock.
Okay.
And then Square Enix, Tuesday, 1 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. So all right, dude. That's perfect,
schedule.
I think. Yeah. Monday should be fun.
Monday will be a big day. And I know I'm going to miss probably all of it with everything going on. It'll be like, it'll be Monday night and I'll get home and just like, I'll just have to binge watch all, I'll have to binge watch the press conferences. That's crazy.
Yeah. I only have a few hours of work on Monday. So
there you go.
I'm going to be able to see it all. I'm just going to go into, you know, just blackout mode.
There you go.
Until I get off work and then sit and kind of digest all of it and try not to be spoiled by going online. Cause I kind of want to see the conference as they happen.
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm not going to be able to get away from it probably, but like the fact that I'm going to be traveling helps because I don't do data. Like I can't because I know I'm going to do something that's going to go over and I'm just like, no.
Yeah, totally.
I'll wait till I get home and then just go right to, you know, like YouTube and watch everybody's conference or something.
Totally. Well, hey, man, it should be interesting. I hope we get a lot of good stuff. You know, I can't wait for games like Uncharted and stuff like that. But yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back on Wednesday. I don't think we're going to do like our next Wednesday is going to be kind of like our post E3.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be our recap. Cause I mean, we're going to have a bunch of news to talk about. Like not just like, like my Microsoft predictions. It was like, hey, Black Ops 3. It's like, we know, not news, move on. No, but like actual
surprises.
News. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we'll be there. You know, check us out. We Geek Podcast, on Twitter. Our email address, wegeekpodcast@gmail.com. Go ahead and like and share that. So I mentioned the email, the Twitter, our Facebook page, We Geek Podcast.
iTunes. Subscribe and leave feedback on iTunes.
Yes, absolutely. Subscribe on iTunes, leave some feedback, give us a good review. We'll be back on Wednesday and we'll have a lot to talk about.
Yes, indeed.
God, we're gonna have a lot to talk about. So we'll digest it all and we'll be back on Wednesday. Captain?
Captain.